Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 10 is an important passage when it comes to understanding the salvation Jesus came to offer. In this series, we'll break down what the Apostle Paul has to tell the Ephesians about a salvation by grace through faith. Welcome to Light in My Path, the audio teaching ministry of F. Wayne McLeod, serving with Action International Ministries. Here in this podcast, we examine a variety of Bible topics designed to help you in your understanding of Scripture and in your walk with God. Let's move now to this week's podcast. In the first part of Ephesians 2, verse 10, Paul told the Ephesians that they were created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's to say, God had a purpose for them when he gave them new life in Jesus Christ. As we conclude verse 10, Paul goes into further detail about those good works we were created to do. He describes them as good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. In this final reflection, let's break down this phrase to see what Paul has to say about the responsibility of those who have been saved by grace through faith for good works. Notice first Paul's use of the word God. Good works which God prepared beforehand. The word God is connected to the good works which we are created in Christ Jesus to do. This shows us that God is involved in our creation in Christ Jesus for good works. And so the eternal God, who gave you new life and brought you into a relationship with himself through the death of Jesus Christ, his Son, prepared good works for you to do. You have a mandate from the Most High. Now, I can't think of anything more incredible than that. God not only saved you, but he has done so for a reason. When he gave you new life in Christ Jesus, he created you anew with a very particular task in mind. Now, you may not feel like you're able to do very much, but the word God connected with these good works ought to change your mind. Associated with these good works is God himself. The creator of the universe stands behind the good works you were created in Christ Jesus to do. We have the full authority of God to act in what he has created us to do. We have the power of this great God to draw upon. Now, there's no greater honor than to be created in Christ Jesus for good works. We carry his badge and present it to all who question our authority and right. We have no reason to shrink back when challenged by the world, the flesh, or the devil. Now, it's always been a subject of disappointment to me to think that I have not been more bold in my service. The Creator God stands behind my good works for the sake of his kingdom. And I have nothing to fear. I have no lack to do what he has created me to do. And to step out in these good works is to step out in the authority and in the power of the Creator God. Consider the next phrase, God prepared. The works that I'm to do have been prepared by God for me. The Greek word used here means to make ready beforehand. Before you knew him, God was already preparing your good works. He was equipping you and preparing you through the circumstances you faced in life. He was refining you through what you suffered. God doesn't just have good works for us to do. He's been preparing us for these good works, and these good works for us. God has been working behind the scenes. He doesn't just give us a task to do without going before us to prepare us and the path that we're to take. Every circumstance we face has a purpose. He knits situations into our lives and in our lives together for a very particular reason, and we find ourselves in the right place at the right time for a reason. Now understand that God doesn't always prepare us as we think. Nor does he always prepare us for the tasks we think. I remember listening to someone explain how we can know our spiritual gifts and calling, and they challenge believers to take note of their natural inclinations and follow them to find their spiritual gifts and calling. Now, the problem with this is that if I followed my natural inclinations, I would not be where I am today. I'm not a people person, but God has called me to minister to people on a regular basis. I'm by nature shy and reserved, but God calls me to speak publicly. I'm insecure in myself, but God has called me to step out boldly in faith. He's often put me in uncomfortable places to show me that his purpose differs from mine. He's often thrown me in over my head to show me that the power to minister is not in myself. Now, many people want to serve God in their way. Jesus speaks about those who prophesied in his name. These individuals cast out demons and did mighty works in his name. But Jesus declared, however, that he did not send them. He did not know them. Scripture often speaks about false prophets who went out in the name of the Lord, but they were not called by him. You can do lots of things in the name of Jesus, but these are not necessarily the works that God has prepared for you. The good works that we are called to do are the works that God has prepared. Now, let's not get sidetracked with what we want to do. One of the biggest challenges I have as a servant of God is to seek God's heart for my ministry and not my own ideas. In the ministry of book distribution, I remember praying for God to open a door to translate into Chinese, and he directed me to the Chichewa language instead. I asked him about translating into Arabic, and he opened the door to the Atesu and Amharic languages instead. Now, I could push my ideas and make them happen. I could find a Chinese translator and raise the funds, but would that be God's will? I can do many things for God, but that's no guarantee that I'm doing what God has prepared for me. I can minister in his name, but not be doing his will. Those who understand that God has prepared good works for them will be sensitive to his leading. They'll not be quick to push their own agendas and ideas instead of rushing out and doing great things for God. They'll be seeking his leading in what he has prepared for them. Notice next the phrase, God prepared beforehand. Now, we think our life began at conception. But I want you to know, however, that even before you were born, God knew all about you, and he had a purpose for your life. Consider what the Lord God said to Jeremiah, the prophet, in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. God told Jeremiah that before he formed him in his mother's womb, he had already called him to be a prophet to the nations. God ordained Jeremiah's ministry before he was born. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult anyone. Galatians 1, 15 to 16. God set Paul apart before he was born to preach Christ to the Gentiles. God had this purpose in mind when he revealed his son to him on the road to Damascus. And even before he was born, God had a purpose in mind, even before Paul came to know his son. Consider also the words of the angel of the Lord to Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, verses 12 to 16. And this is what it says. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God." The angel of the Lord told Zechariah that he would have a son, and they were to name him John. That son would be an instrument in the hands of the Lord to turn many to the kingdom of God. And he would be filled with the Holy Spirit, even in his mother's womb. In fact, the prophet Malachi spoke about the coming of John the Baptist when he described him as the Elijah to come. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord appears. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction." Jesus would tell his disciples in Matthew chapter 11, verses 13 to 14, that John was the Elijah prophesied in Malachi. These verses have always spoken to very personally to me. Before I was born, my father prayed for a son. He told the Lord that he would give that son to him for full-time service. And when my mom became pregnant, he knew that this first child would be a boy. People laughed at his certainty, but he had assurance from the Lord in this matter. Now, to be sure, he didn't influence me. My dad refused to speak of this matter to me until he knew that I was fully aware of my calling. And I remember a time when I told my dad that I felt called of God, the call of God on my life. And he challenged me to consider another profession, knowing that if this call was from God, truly from God, I would have no peace in my mind in any other profession. I could never get away from that calling in my life. Before I was born, I had been chosen by God to be his servant. By the time I was 6 or 7 years of age, I began to sense very deeply that call. Speaking to the people of Jeremiah's day, the Lord said, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." The question I ask myself is this: do I know the plans that God has for me? And have I chosen to walk in those plans and not my own? Notice one more detail here in the phrase, that we should walk in them. The Greek word for walk here is peripateo, which comes from the word peri, meaning about, and pateo, meaning to walk. And so the idea here is that we need to walk about in the good works God has prepared for us. In other words, it is to be our way of life. We are to walk about doing the good works that God has called us to do. Now, not all believers have learned to walk about in these good works. Some believers never seem to step out into God's purpose. They're content to know they're saved and on their way to heaven. Paul tells us, however, that we should walk in the good works ordained for us by God. Now understand that you were created in Christ Jesus for good works. And those works were prepared by God beforehand, and he prepared them for you and you for them. All too many believers, however, go through life without ever understanding their calling. And so much great potential is forfeited because we do not understand or step out into God's purpose. Walking in these good works will require a sacrifice of energy and resources and time. Just because you are created for this does not mean it will be easy. You'll be stretched beyond what you think possible. You'll often have to call out to God for strength and wisdom. You will not always be accepted or understood by those around you. This, however, is the nature of spiritual warfare. You've been saved by grace through faith, a faith that has been given to you by God. Your salvation was not a result of your good works. You are God's workmanship. He created you anew in Jesus Christ for good works which he has prepared for you. You couldn't do these good works until you were created in Christ Jesus. But now that you are created anew in Christ Jesus, you have an obligation, a privilege to do the good works he has prepared for you. The triune God has invested himself in you for these good works. God the Father has prepared these good works for you beforehand. God the Son pardoned and created you anew for these good works. And God the Holy Spirit indwells and empowers you for them. While you're not saved by works, you are saved for good works. And the great challenge of this, of the phrase which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, is whether we will seek out those good works and be faithful. Will you say, Lord God, you wonderfully saved me for a purpose. You have invested yourself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in me. I do not want a moment more to pass without engaging in your purpose. I confess that I've not walked fully in what you've prepared. I confess that I'm not fully aware of what you've prepared for me. I confess that there are times when I find myself doing what I was never called to do. You're not calling me to be busy, but you are calling me to be obedient, and obedient to what you have called me to do. So may I step out boldly in the good works that you have for me. May I willingly surrender all to walk in those works. Take my life, take my resources. May all I am and have be used as you choose. I'll no longer hold back. I want my life to count. I've been saved by grace through faith. I've been created anew in Christ Jesus. I've been created for good works, and my life has a new purpose. God himself has prepared me for these works, and I will, from this point forward, commit myself to seeking that purpose. I want to stand before my Savior on that final day and hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have done what I have asked you to do. You have completed the good works I prepared for you." May God give to us the wisdom to know the works that he's prepared for us, the boldness to step out in the authority he has given us, and the grace to be faithful in those works to the end. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I trust that it has been a blessing. For more information on the Ministry of Light to My Path book distribution, please visit the website at lighttomypath.ca. Thank you, and God bless.